An Auckland gymnastics club is reeling over allegations of overtraining and abusive coaching styles. An article in this weekend's New Zealand Herald outlined accusations of abuse, body shaming and overtraining at Auckland's North Harbour Club. The claims have sparked an investigation and calls for other victims to come forward. Jean Bell filed this report.
Unnamed parents claim girls as young as 8 are being fat-shamed, verbally abused and forced to train while injured at the club. North Harbour Gymnastics Chief Executive Mike Thompson says he's not aware of any direct allegations from the community and he does not know who exactly is making them. But he says the club is taking the claims seriously.
Certainly the majority of the allegations that have been included in the article I was not aware of at all, so gut-wrenching for the club.
He says an independent investigation into the allegations is taking place.
You know, if there are incidents like this that occur in the gym, we certainly need to make sure that we drill down to actually having a presence on the training floor to ensure that we're consistent.
Gymnastics New Zealand is asking gymnasts to confidentially report any abuse. Chief Executive Tony Compier says about 15 people have contacted the organisation so far. Some were complaints, others were historical reports and recommendations for changes. Mr Compier says the organisation sets out clear behavioural expectations.
There already are across our educational resources clear requirements, guidelines, expectations, codes, if you like, setting out to coaches and also those who are engaged in our community about the behavioural expectations and requirements. So they are there, but they are an ever-evolving continuum.
He says the vast majority of athletes have a good experience.
We need to double our efforts in continuing the work that we do with regards to education and informing our coaching fraternity and our club fraternity regarding what our requirements and expectations are around behaviour.
Former gymnast Belinda Moore represented New Zealand in the 1990s. She is calling for coaches to be more closely monitored with mandatory vetting. She retired at 17 and says most gymnasts hit their high as children.
In gymnastics, you're trying to squeeze a whole 30-year career into about 8 years. And most of that time, you will be a child. And so really, we have to put in procedures and systems that protect what are children.
Another former athlete, Dr. Georgia Servin, says abusive coaching has been an issue for the sport on a global level for at least 20 years.
They're not things that we would consider acceptable if they were happening in other contexts like schools or perhaps even other sports.
In a statement, Sports New Zealand Chief Executive Peter Miskimmon urged gymnasts to report any concerns. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jean Bell, TNA.